How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
We're back now with more Reset. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons.
Search all around me, can't find my mind. I think about you every day and every night. I share my secrets, won't you share yours? Or find somebody else to keep you wanting more.
You're listening to Wait For Me by Chicago musician Meh. That's M.E.H. All lowercase, by the way. So now you know for those Google searches. Powerful vocals, a blend of neo-soul and pop, and beats that just make you want to dance. She really has it all.
Wait, wait, want you to wait for me. Wait, wait, I want you, can't you see? Wait, wait, why can't you wait for me?
Meh came to Chicago to develop her unique voice and sound from Maryland back in 2018. Next week, she's taking the stage at Lollapalooza as part of the Chicago Made Showcase. Megan Hammond, a.k.a. Meh, joins us now in studio. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for making the time.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. We're better now that you're here. I want to say I love the song that we just heard, and we got to give you your flowers. You're performing at Lala.
Thank you so much.
Like, how does that feel?
Honestly, it feels really good. I think I'm still processing it. Like, it's been interesting because it's like it happened, like I found out a while ago, but it's starting to really sink in.
They
now
called you and said, hey, you're going to be part of the Chicago Made Showcase at the Lollapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
And your reaction was?
Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Plus, it's on my 24th birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, very exciting, especially since music has always been a part of your life. I know that at 14, you were already performing gigs around Annapolis in Maryland.
Yes.
Shout out to Maryland. That's where I just moved from a few years ago. I lived in PG County.
Yes, I lived there.
Yep, yep. We've all been through there.
We've all been through there for sure.
If you've spent any time in the DMV, you spent some time there. But talk to us more about how you first got involved in music.
When I was 14, I started working with a vocal coach in Annapolis. His name is Jeremy Ragsdale.
Okay.
And that was, I think, in high school and honestly, like all throughout my life, I was very interested in music, but I didn't start taking it seriously, I think, until I started working with him. It was more like I was doing this because I like to do it, but I wasn't really performing. And then I started singing anthems and things of that nature, like in my high school. But once I started performing more, I could feel that I was more comfortable. And I was like, oh, this is something that I really want to do.
Yeah. Anthems and things of that nature. Oh. You know how many people want to sing the anthem?
No.
I wish they'd give me the anthem to do.
So scary.
Just give me the chance.
Yeah, I did that a lot. I sang the anthem. The scariest one, though, was it was for the Annapolis, like, mayoral inauguration. And that was probably the scariest thing. I was like, I don't know if I want to sing the anthem again.
I'm done with the anthem.
I'm done with her.
I've got to do more.
Yes.
Well, you came here to study music at Columbia College. So how did you settle in Chicago?
Honestly, I mean, I didn't know anyone here. I only have family like on the East Coast, so in, like, New York and in Maryland and things like that. But so coming here, I think it was a lot to learn and a lot of people to meet and things to do. I don't know. I feel like I came here and I was like, oh, wow, this is so new, but it was so amazing.
So why Chicago? Was it the program?
Honestly, I really wanted to go to Berkeley in Boston. That was my dream school.
Oh, darn.
That was my dream school. But then Columbia, all of a sudden, I started seeing ads out of nowhere. You know how technology does.
Yeah.
And we came to Chicago, and I was like, oh, my God. Because when I went to Boston, I was like, I mean, like, Berkeley's cool. But I wasn't really impressed about Boston.
But Chicago.
Yes. I came to Chicago, and I was like, oh, wow. It's like everything I loved about New York, but better than New York. I like Chicago better than New York.
Yeah. So. I love that. Well, I understand you always wanted to write and record your own music, but you didn't feel that you were ready until you actually went through school.
Yeah. I think when I went through school, I just was able to really develop my skills, not only as a musician, but as an artist, and understand like everything that it takes to do that. Because it's a lot, for sure.
What's it been like for you growing into yourself as an artist?
It's been a lot of trusting myself, I think, because I feel like for a while I was just very unsure of myself and very insecure and just like, oh, I don't know if I want to release this, or I don't know if this is good enough, or I don't know. But it's like the more I was doing it, the more I was like, oh, wow, like this is where what I need to be doing. And it's like there's really no right or wrong. It's like it's what feels good to me.
Yeah. It's your journey.
Yeah. And I put in the work. So
check.
Yeah.
I want to listen now to one of the first songs that you ever released. What is a Valentine? Now you performed the song for your 2024 NPR Tiny Desk audition. Let's listen.
I did it at home. A lot of wasted time on State Street, some kind of twisted little fantasy. I thought,
oh my gosh, I love this song.
Thank you.
Your voice is so powerful. Where does that come from?
It's
your gut.
I know. I'm like, where does it come from? I don't know.
My diaphragm. Yeah. No, you sound incredible. I want to know what inspired this particular song, though.
This song, honestly, it's a pretty dark thing. Something pretty traumatic happened to me, like my freshman year of Columbia. And through that, I think writing this song was almost like closure for me, and like a really healing moment from that situation that happened. And I think I needed to write this song, you know, and it took me a long time to accept it, like what had happened. And then kind of it coming into this song made me realize, wow, like I'm stronger than I think I am. And it just, I don't know, it's very powerful to me. And I hope that others can resonate as well, because it's like people are like, oh, a Valentine's Day song. Ooh, that's so cool and happy.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, it's gonna be about love.
Right. But if you really listen to the lyrics, like it's a pretty dark song. And I just hope that people know that they're just not alone in those situations. And I want my music to kind of feel that way.
You've released 6 singles over the last couple of years, and each one has a different vibe. Is there a genre of music that you're settling into as an artist right now, or is this kind of a period of experimentation for you?
I definitely think that the 6 singles that I released was kind of my experimental phase. I definitely do think that there's a bit of that in there for like what I'm, you know, kind of working up to. But I think I've kind of started to experiment with things in that way. And now I'm kind of moving more so into the neo-soul alternative pocket.
Yeah. In What is a Valentine, you mentioned State Street.
Yeah.
And another song of yours, Juniper, a woman who I imagine is the title character, is like a lot of us riding the CTA.
Yes.
She gets on the 29 bus. Her destination is nowhere. She sits on.
So she eventually does make it here to Navy Pier, which is the end of the line for the 29. How else would you say that Chicago shows up in your music? The lyrics or the instrumentation, just the sound?
Honestly, I just think the ability to be free in making music and just like kind of being able to experiment within different genres. I think Chicago's really cool like that, because somehow all of the genres, I think, start to kind of live together, And I think that's what's so inspiring for me coming here is because I never really felt like I fit into any specific genre. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like people assume, oh, you're an R&B singer just kind of because of my voice. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of cool to play around with that because in Chicago, like the indie music scene is so huge and there's so many different pockets. And I think that I feel like that kind of experimentation is really shines through and kind yeah. of like, okay, this is a Chicago artist, because I feel like that is what I feel when I'm like listening and when I'm around in the scene and just seeing other people. I'm just like, this feels like what Chicago is to me.
It's interesting you mentioned R&B. What would you think then are some of the challenges that would arise if you were to stick to that lane or that box that folks tried to put you in?
I feel like, you know, like you said, it is a box, you know, because once you're there and you say, like, this is the type of music I'm making, that's the type of music people are going to be expecting from you and kind of the sound that they're going to be expecting. And if you deviate from that.
Oh, she changed.
Right. Yeah. People are going to be like, oh, okay. You know, but
she's doing something new.
Right. But people, I think what's cool and what I've been kind of doing is people don't really know what's coming. You know, like nobody really expects what I'm going to make next or what I'm going to release next, because it's all kind of been like in different pockets of kind of every genre yeah. that I, you know, have experimented in. And I think that that's cool because it's like, okay, I can freely move around within like from genre to genre.
It's time to listen to another song. This one's called Lost Myself. So clearly you pull a lot of inspiration from things that you're dealing with in your personal life, but what else inspires you? What inspires you now?
What inspires me now? I think there are a lot of things that have like happened in my life since I've been here, and just also just pulling from inspiration from other places as well. I just think I'm just inspired to be here every day, you know, to get up out of bed and just to like, you know, see how things just continue to move, you know? And I think through everything I have been through, to kind of come back on top and see that like life is still going and I'm still here and I still get to make music and share these things with people that I love. Mm. I think that inspires me to just be able, and also to see as well, like even being here with you guys today, like those are the things that I really hold near and dear to my heart. And it makes it me feel like, wow, like this is happening.
Feels rewarding, doesn't it?
Yeah. And not to mention also just like the people, again, that I have in my life, like they inspire me every day. Like I have really amazing women in my life, particularly that I'm inspired by their hard work, like the things that they are doing for the community, the things that they are doing for others. Like that inspires me.
Yeah. What about other musicians out there? Who inspires Meh?
Who inspires
Who's
me?
On your rotation right now?
My rotation? Definitely Orion Sun. She's really cool. Their music is something that inspires me so much, not only just because it's beautiful, but the fact that she's a producer. That's something that like I'm working up to doing, so just seeing like there are women out here in the industry that are doing that, like really breaking boundaries. That's, oh gosh, her music inspires me so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And like, you know, if we're thinking like older, like Bowie and like Andre 3000, Badu, you know, there's just so many different heavy hitters that have really shaped kind of my background. Mm-hmm. And it's literally across the board. Like I think I literally listen to most genres because you can pull inspiration. Like I even love like watching old videos of them performing and just looking at like their mannerisms and, you know,
stage presence.
Yeah. Cause like seeing how they interact with the crowd. Cause I think that's a huge thing. Like as an artist, like some people think if I'm just like singing or if I'm not playing an instrument, it's like, it's kind of everything is like pulling more information and learning like how you can be better. even if it's not even like a, oh, I don't think I'm great, but it's like, you can always be better.
Studying your craft.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some other important musicians to you right now are the ones in your band.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about them?
Oh my gosh. I love my band so much. So Hannah Pope, she's an amazing guitarist and musician. She's actually the front woman of a 10-piece blues band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, called Indigo Flood. So it's really cool that I get to play with her because, you know, she prioritizes my music, but she also prioritizes her own. Like, they just released an album. And then my drummer, Taylor O'Neill, I mean, she's been on and off tour. She's also playing at Lollapalooza with someone else, Godly the Ruler, which is another really cool musician. And then Andrew King, he's my bassist. And it's really funny because all of us went to Columbia, but Andrew, he is so talented. Like, all of my entire band, they're incredibly great musicians, but they're also really great people. And I think that's what is so, at least, electrifying for me to play with them, because the energy is always just on 10.
Yes.
Because we're all locked in. We understand. And we're all here for the same reason, like for the love of the craft. Like,
yeah, that's wonderful. Time for another track. This one's Running in Place.
Biting my lips till they're bloody. My fingers are numb, I can't feel a thing. Maybe it's 'cause I don't eat at all. A lullaby sung to a shadow.
So you have talked about how this song's one of your more experimental songs that you've made. So as you continue to, as we just said, perfect that craft of yours as a musician, what else do you want to try and dabble in?
I picked up knitting. I picked up knitting.
I did not know you would go there.
Yeah.
Knitting.
Yeah, I picked up knitting. I really like picking up things that don't have to do with music, because I think sometimes I can be like so in it, just like practicing all the time, writing, doing what, you know, those types of things, where I forget about outside things that I can draw, again, inspiration from, mm-hmm. or feel creative bursts from. And knitting is something I can literally just lock in and just work on something. And I'm like, wow, I did that. And
yes.
It's like another type of working hard on something. And it's not instant gratification. So it's like you have to be patient.
Yeah.
And I think that's something too. It kind of connects to music in a way, because it's like, I mean, you got to keep working at something to get better. And
yes.
I think sometimes it feels really great to be a beginner at something, because it does humble you as well.
Absolutely. So what can we expect from your set at Lolla?
I have a lot of things planned. I'm really excited. I'm actually going to be performing a song that's unreleased.
Ooh.
As well as Wake Up with Drew the Kid, produced by my great friend Matt Sterling. He's also someone that I've been writing with and working with a lot. Speaking of that song that is unreleased, I'm actually releasing it on my birthday.
Ooh.
At Lollapalooza, I'll be announcing it. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, but it's called Thrill Is Gone. I'm so excited about it. Matt and I co-wrote it and he produced it. It's just kind of a taste of like what's to come. And I'm really excited because it's a super special song to me.
We're looking forward to it. And what else can you tease? What's next?
What's next?
So you're going to put out that song on your birthday.
Yes. Well, I guess I can also say this.
Ooh, I'm getting more explosives.
Yeah. So not only am I releasing that song, but I'll be actually releasing that song in a 2-song EP that I will be releasing that day.
EP.
Yes.
Okay, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking to Chicago musician and singer Meh. You can catch her on the Chicago Made stage at Lollapalooza on Sunday, August 4th. Let's go out on one more song, the one you just teased. Here's Wake Up.
Late at night, eyes fixed above me.
Thanks for listening. We'll meet again soon.
Same woman who was hustling while I was in her stomach. Stanley Kubrick got my eyes wide shut, trying to live a dream. I gotta wake up from it for real. Cold sweat, cold night, give me chills. Think about past days in the hood. Now it's only up from here. Thank God that my squad real.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue, as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.